Okay, here it goes. This is the second update that I put on a podcast. Friends and family, thank you guys for loving and supporting us so well. Lately, it has been so very humbling, especially since we have been interacting with many other missionaries. You guys are setting the bar really high. Also, we see just how well we've been set up and cared for. Thank you. We are constantly thanking the Lord for His provision and blessing. As a family, and in general with this entire endeavor, we are doing really good and loving life here. We can officially say that we have our next steps. That seemingly long season of floating and waiting has been interesting to say the least. Although it was only 3 months, it seemed much longer. We have received permission / blessing from the pastors and elders of Twin Peaks Community Church, our sending church, and from our governing board to pursue these next steps. I was able to meet with Greg from GDM and ran it by him as well. Everyone came back with the green light. I'm so excited to say that we are pursuing a new work in the rural mountain villages near our current location. We have been doing a lot of exploring and getting to know the deaf that are there. This community of Canton Valencia is made up of 29 different villages and has a population of approximately 45,000. It is a very disadvantaged, rural, poor community of mostly Mayan descent farming families. It is very much an unreached area for the deaf. We have already met 18 deaf kids and 3 adults. None of them, except one 15-year-old girl, knows a sign language. This community has captured our hearts and has presented an open door for us to do ministry. One of the neat things about this community is that it's the community that Dig Ministries is doing their community empowerment program in. Dig is the ministry that we have been helping out with hosting their teams, medical and dental clinics, stove installs, and building of a new medical clinic. I personally think that this is a very unique opportunity to collaborate with the work that Dig is already doing and build on the work and the reputation they have established in the community. People are already getting to know us and are much more welcoming because they have met us in the clinics or we have been in their houses installing stoves. We're not exactly sure how this is going to go, and we are still working on praying through the actual vision from God for this community. But we have found an area that is very open and in need of the gospel-centered work for the deaf. We have been visiting the few evangelical churches in the area. That has been good and very interesting. So far, we have been the only gringos to ever visit these churches. We have been invited into the homes of some of the people to share a meal and fellowship as well. It's a very humbling situation we find ourselves in. The community is very poor, and truthfully, it's very rough living conditions. No running water, no sewers, dirt floors, and recently, most of the homes are getting electricity. The public school has only been there about 8 years, so almost all the adults are completely illiterate. It's been an experience, to say the least, but we are loving it. We are focusing on getting our heads wrapped around the different villages, meeting the leaders, and meeting with families of the deaf. We are just taking it slow to discern exactly why we are being led to start this work here. Our biggest prayer request is that we would find an open door for the gospel to go to the deaf in this community. We are praying and looking for opportunities to establish relationships so we can share the gospel with the deaf. I'm also praying for a national helper and or a deaf leader that would help me navigate all this. Right now, we don't know where this is going, but we do know that we have the next steps. In the meantime, we are back in the hustle and bustle of a purposeful life that God has given us. We're loving it. This month is supposed to be the last month of the dry season and the hottest month of the year. We're learning to do most all of our life under the provision of a fan. Lately, most days are around 90 degrees and around 80% humidity. The dirt roads are just powder. The dust can get pretty bad. The green vegetation is being covered in dust, and all the seasonal grass has died away. We are actually looking forward to the rainy season for the cooler temps and the cleansing and life-giving effect the daily rain brings. Come to find out, a big part of our missionary life is hosting. Praise God, I married a super host. Between helping dig with their teams and visitors, we are also keeping a nice schedule of visitors ourselves. I'm beginning to think that routine is a dream or a myth of the past. Nothing ever seems to be the same from week to week, ever. We recently hosted a couple from Antigua that we met at our church when we lived there. Maldillo, Mal is what he goes by, and Taryn are awesome. They are a big encouragement and help us. We got to meet some families with deaf kids when they were in town and explore some more of the area. Mal is Guatemalan and Taryn is a daughter of a missionary family that is still serving here. So there's a lot we can glean from them as far as ministry, culture, and family life. Their insight and help and encouragement were life-giving. Since our last update, the boys have finished another successful veterinarian clinic with the vet team at Dig Ministries. We got invited to the 10th anniversary celebration of a local animal shelter that the vet team supports. It was a formal dinner celebration and very Guatemalan. The boys really enjoy the vet team and have really connected with them. Some of the boys' biggest impact might have been on the team as they share and witness to them. We got to do some more stove installs with a team from an elite Canadian boarding school. That was a fun team. It was a young group of kids, ages 12 years old to 17 years old. The boys did great too, and it was neat to share our story with some of them that asked about us. I got to help a little bit on the health clinic construction up in Valencia a couple days this month, then did a few airport runs for Dig. Also, one of the churches we visited does not have a pastor right now, so the Presbyterian Association has been sending up a pulpit fill on the weekend. They did not have anybody for Easter Sunday, so I volunteered to preach. Sarah and the boys had the Sunday school all planned out as well, but we all got really bad food poisoning. I guess we were being a little too outgoing lately. I was still able to make it, barely. You know you are preaching in Guatemala when you pack up a bag to ride the motorcycle up the mountain with your Bible, notes, extra underwear, and toilet paper. Crazy times, but I made it fine. Regrettably, it might have been a little much for me to bite off. I ended up basically reading my sermon. I hate doing that. But I just did not have the confidence in my Spanish yet. I can't wait until I improve my Spanish to do this well. Someday I will get it. Anyways, it was good, just not as good as I hoped for. Then the mayor of El Progreso reached out to us through Dig and asked if we would be interested in providing an adult English class. We prayed about it and ran it through the governing board and got the thumbs up. Dig has allowed us to use the Center of Hope, and we are off and running. The first week, we had 11 students. Mal was here, so it was fun to work with him on that. This weekend is the second class. I will let you know how it goes at the prayer meeting coming up. It's fun and pretty low impact on us right now. I know that it is a little off our mission, but it seemed like a neat opportunity to serve our neighbors and the community. We are building relationships with the people in the community. This is a win in my book. You don't know what kind of doors this could open. Plus, I really like working with the leaders of the community and serving them at their requests. I'm all about our first introduction to the mayor as us serving instead of asking for permission, forgiveness, or a favor for something. Our car did a little thing this month. The fan exploded and took out the radiator, the shroud, the AC, and put some dents in the hood. It's a great car and all. We are very safe in it, and it is very capable in the mountains. However, it's 26 years old, so getting the parts has turned into a nightmare. We found through our mechanic that we can get off-brand parts, hopefully in no more than 20 days. So it sped up the timetable on us getting another car. I hate leaving Sarah without a car during the day, and as the work is picking up, it was going to become necessary to have another car. I was able to get a 2011 4Runner that was just imported for a fair price. 4Runners are pretty popular here, and the mechanic says we'll be able to get parts much easier. Praising God that I was able to do most of this deal on my own, and had the Doppenbergs vouch for me, and also as a backup for my Spanish. It's all done now. It's legal, registered, and transferred over to our name. Seems like a nothing task, I know. But it is a lot to navigate when you don't know how the system here works at all. Thanking the Lord how my Spanish held up in it all. This week, we have Pastor Jordan and his wife Sydney visiting from Calvary Chapel, Oxnard. We have known the Youngs for many years now and consider their friendship a gift and always a breath of fresh air. It's neat to see all the seasons and experiences the Lord has taken us through with them. Jordan and Sydney are also on our governing board, and their church is one of the four churches that supports us. Jordan and I came up together in the ministry at CCO under Pastor Lance Ralston. Sydney is a former missionary kid and a daughter of Pastor Phil Graff in Ventura. We are really looking forward to the visit with them and are so thankful they will be with us this week. We are in constant disbelief, humbled, and grateful for the abundant provision. We are at 127% of our monthly budget as far as income this month. Again, we and the board are just setting it aside for now as we sense God preparing a work for us in Valencia. We bought our car with the funds from the sale of our things in the States. The funds that are coming in are only for our salary and ministry expenses. It is exciting and greatly encouraging to have this kind of support and leadership over us to steward His resources well. To us, it shows that God is about to do something really special here and is just preparing all the needed resources for His work to begin. All in all, we are praising God for giving us the next steps to take and that it is not requiring us to move right now. Not moving was a big deal for the boys as well for us. There's something really special about our town, El Progreso. We are thankful for the pastors and the elders over us, the governing board, shepherd staff, family and friends for enabling us to serve this way. We are so thankful for the many of you that have been a blessing to us in many ways. We are so fortunate to be serving here. Thank you guys for doing this with us. We are looking forward to our prayer meeting coming up this Tuesday, April 9th at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We will send out the prayer guide on Monday. Be blessed, the Johnsons.